Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. The following script was from Kathy and Elliot Lewis's On Stage. It's Lovely Dead Letter.
American Radio Theater is proud to present a lost show from the days of old-time radio. Here's the episode, Lovely Dead Letter, written by Anthony Ellis.
Take a guy with a job. He likes it, or he doesn't like it, or maybe he just does it because it's a job. I don't know about you, but take me. I work in the dead letter department, U.S. Post Office. I like it. It's quiet, and I'm a quiet guy. There's a couple of us in there, and we do the same thing every day. The other feller's Herbert Rood. To him, it's a job, just the job.
Same thing. Open a letter. Read it. No return address. No dough. No nothing. Burn it. You'd think some of these dopes would remember to put a return address on. You know, boy, I think I'm going to get me a transfer to a delivery route again. This dulls me good. Hey, Manfred?
Oh, yeah?
I've been meaning to ask, Manfred. How come you got a name like Manfred?
I don't know. My mother was scared by a symphony or something. Give me that next stack, will you? So like I say, Herbert Rood, to him, she's just a job. And me, I like it. Why? Because I got imagination, that's why. Letters ending up in my department, they got a message, a story. Someday I'm going to write a book. I could write a book with what's in those letters. Of course, Herbert can't figure it out.
What's the matter with you, Manfred? Every day you bring your lunch, you sit in here working. You trying to make overtime or something? You don't make no overtime. Come on out. We can get a fast game of snooker.
What am I going to tell him? Every guy's got his ways. Mine's taking my lunch to the office and reading letters in between work. It's not the same thing, Dan, reading. I kind of see things when it first happened. But like the other day, I was biting into a chicken salad sandwich, and I opened a letter, started in to read it. Dear Leonard, when I think of what you've done,
all I can say is, you're a dirty rat. How come you think a girl like me's going to spend the fruits of her days sitting around waiting for a bum like you? Believe me, Leonard, I got lots of fellows think the sun never sets on yours truly, and that's for sure. I'm giving you one more chance to give me some kind of story, which is going to be another lie anyway. So meet me at the corner, 4th and Hamilton, on Tuesday at 6. I'll be off from work then. Yours truly, Alma.
Then I kind of got sleepy reading it, and the next thing I knew, I was on the corner of 4th and Hamilton. It was 6 o'clock, and she was waiting. Don't ask me how. I'm just telling you what happened.
Hi.
Oh, it's you.
Who else? You told me to be here at 6.
You're going to start right in being nasty.
Who's nasty? I'm here, that's all.
Don't do me any favors.
For fish's sake.
I'm not in the habit of standing on corners being insulted by a man.
Oh, honey.
Why didn't you answer my last letter, that's all? Why?
I was out of town. I never got it till I got back. That was yesterday. I got your other letter at the same time. That's how come I'm here.
That's a laugh. Out of town. Blonde or redhead?
I'm telling you, I was out of town. It was a job.
You think I'm going to believe that?
Sure, it's true.
Just another lie, like the last time.
Honey, I love you. I wouldn't lie.
I wouldn't give you the satisfaction of lying to me, Mr. Podmore.
Will you give me a chance to explain? You wanted me to meet you here to explain. Now give me a chance to explain!
I'm waiting. Explain.
There's a guy in Middlebury. He's got a job up there for me. Wanted me to take a look over the prospects, so I did.
And?
Maybe I'll take the job.
You gonna move away?
It looks like a good thing. I'm considering it.
Oh.
That matter to you?
Why should it matter? I got plenty of dates. You're not the only fish in the sea.
I thought maybe it mattered. Alma?
Yeah?
You want to have some dinner with me? Maybe we could go to a show and then after.
Oh, sure. After. You think maybe I'm forgetting that last time? No, thank you, Mr. Clammy Hands. I'm not that kind of a girl. You want to do some necking? You take out one of your other girls. I'm sure they'd enjoy it.
You never let a guy finish.
Not you, I don't.
Okay, okay, if that's the way you want it.
That's just the way.
Okay, that's the way. So you won't mind me telling you now what I wanted to say after?
I don't care what you say. It doesn't matter a pea in a pod to me.
Okay, it doesn't matter, so I'll tell you anyhow. I got something here. Bought it yesterday.
Lambert, it's a ring.
Yeah, it's a ring. That's what I wanted to give you after the show. Kind of saving it for a surprise.
Oh, Leonard, it's beautiful.
You like it?
Leonard, I... Oh, Leonard.
Hey, it's okay. Hey, honey.
You've been so awful all the time you were...
Listen, I love you.
If you hadn't been here tonight, I'd have died. And I wouldn't have never seen you again. I thought you were just kidding me along.
Not me. Trouble is you didn't figure out I wasn't kidding about you. You want to put the ring on?
You put it on for me.
Sure.
Leonard, you shouldn't have. It must have cost an awful lot.
Only the best for my girl. Now, what do you say we have something to eat? We got a lot of plans to make with that new job. We could get married pretty quick.
Boy, you sure rush a girl.
Why not?
Oh, Leonard.
It's okay. And no more working that store for you, honey. My wife's going to be a stay-at-home.
When I think if you hadn't showed up tonight, I was never going to see you again. Not even if you dropped dead on my doorstep. I could just die when I think that. Oh, Leonard.
That's the way it happened. At least to me, that's the way. Of course, he never did get the letter. Because she forgot to put his address on, and she didn't have a return. I don't know, maybe Leonard went looking for her. Maybe not. You kind of wonder, though. There's all kinds of letters get burned. You get so you wonder about all the sadness around. And then maybe they're not sad. Because how do you know how things turn out anyway? Like the one I read yesterday. It was dated September 19th, 1943. What happened was it got lost in an old apartment building when it was delivered and fell behind a radiator in the lobby. So when they tore the radiator out, they found the letter. And we got it in the dead letter office. It started like this.
Dear Ricky, here's a letter which was sent to you care of me because this was the last address you gave when hiding out from the cops. It gives me great pleasure to surprise you with what is clipped on this note. Because you are a dirty, no-good fink. Couldn't happen to a bigger chiseler. When you read it, I hope you drop dead. Yours truly, Alfie the Grunt.
You have been... They're nuts. They can't do this to me.
You tell them, babe.
Swifty!
Honey, baby love... Now, I seen this ad for a fur coat and a...
Swifty, you hear me calling you?
Yeah, boss. Right here, boss.
Look at this.
Baby lamb, it's only a couple of G's. Gorgeous thing. Trimmed with...
You shut your trap. I got enough trouble.
Honey, babe.
I don't get it. What's the president want to write you for?
I've been drafted.
You're kidding.
You can read... I've been drafted.
Oh, baby, they can't do that to you.
You got nothing to worry about, boss. They'll make you 4F. All you got to do is tell them about your hernia.
It says I got to report tomorrow at 8 a.m. The biggest job we've ever pulled set for tomorrow. And I got to report for a physical at 8 a.m.
What do you care, honey lamb? Send the mouthpiece over to fix it for you.
What kind of a crazy dame are you anyway? It's a federal rep. This army stuff is serious.
Gee, I'll bet you'd look cute in a uniform. Them big shoulders, boy. I could go for you all over again.
Jeez, that's all you think about. Swifty, you gotta get the boys together right away.
Sure, Ricky, sure.
You tell them we got to change the time for the job.
You can't do that, boss. We won't get another chance if you do that. It took enough trouble figuring out the schedule. You put it off, and everything will go wrong.
So what am I supposed to do? Not show up for my physical? You want I should be called a draft dodger?
Trouble with you, Swifty. You ain't got no patriotism.
Didn't I tell you to make me a drink?
No.
Are you calling me a liar?
Honey lamb, I ain't calling you a liar. You never told me to make you a drink. Now, did he, Swifty?
I told you to make a drink a minute ago.
I got ears. You never did.
All right. I'm telling you again. Go make me a drink.
Okay, okay. Look who's giving big orders all of a sudden. General MacArthur.
And don't get so smart.
The boys ain't gonna like it, boss.
You think maybe I like it? Who's getting drafted?
It's a big job, boss. Couple hundred grand if we can pull it off. Whiskey's getting scarce.
You're telling me something I don't know.
How about maybe we pull off the job like we said? 7 o'clock tomorrow, and you show up late. Say you got held up.
How late? I got tickets to Mexico City and the 9 o'clock plane. A deal like this will be hot for months. You want me to walk into the Army physical with every cop in town looking for me? You nuts!
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I don't know.
If you're in Mexico City, how are they gonna get you on a draft rap?
What's the matter with you? You think I'm yellow? I'm a good American boy. I want to come back to this good old United States when the heat's off.
Gee, I don't know, boss. The boys aren't gonna like it.
Here. Does it make you feel better, lover baby lamb? It's nice and strong.
You're a good kid, Mill. As good as they come.
Give me a kiss, honey baby. Tell Swifty to get out of here and let you and me...
I tell you, kid, I'm gonna do it.
What? What are you going to do, boss?
I'm gonna take that physical. I'm gonna take it, and if I pass, which I won't... On account of my hernia, I'm going to fight for Uncle Sam.
Honey, what am I going to do?
Stick around and wait for me. I'll be back around 5 after they give me a 4F. Tell the boys the job's got to wait, Swifty. I got duty to do.
Well, to make a long story short, Ricky took his army physical and they accepted him. That's the way it might have happened anyway, as I read the letter. But I guess not really, because Ricky never got that letter, and he pulled the job with the boys the next morning. I remember reading about it. They tried to knock over a liquor warehouse and got caught. Being number one city public enemy, Ricky went to the jug, and he'll be out in 1965. Oh, I got a whole stack of letters I can tell you about.
A broken promise ricochets into sizzling action on Gunsmoke, Monday night on most of these CBS radio stations. Marshal Matt Dillon finds Dodge City's temporary peace and quiet disturbed by the blast of 6 shooters. Hear the whole Wild West tale Monday night on Gunsmoke.
You'd be surprised at the kind of letters I have to read before I burn them. It's not all of them get under my skin, but a few. I never quite figure out how I get to be the people in the letter. But I guess it's like I said, I got a calling. Maybe I should go and be a fortune teller somewhere. I take the letter I read at lunch today. Address unknown, no return address. I could feel it. I knew what might have happened. I knew it.
My dear Linda, I somehow don't think that you will be surprised to hear from me. For the last 2 or 3 years, you have been constantly in my thoughts. Perhaps there is something to telepathic communication.
In any event, I am writing to you in hope that you will receive this in time for my arrival on Saturday. I am taking the plane from New York and will arrive at 1:30 your time. We made a mistake, my darling. We took each other for granted. I know now that my life has meant nothing to me since we left each other. I have run over half the world to escape memories, but they have gone with the wind. I can't run any longer. I love you. I want to think, I must believe, that you still love me. I am egotist enough to ask that you meet me at the airport. Perhaps you're married. I don't know, but at least we can see each other, talk, and possibly give ourselves the chance that we once so foolishly lost. I love you, Stephen. 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 I never thought I'd get that feeling again. I haven't. Not really. It's just the shock of getting the letter. What's today? Friday. No. No, it's Saturday. Of course it is. It's Saturday.
Morning, darling. Anything in the mail?
Oh, no. A bill from Tucker's and Harriet's wedding announcement.
Oh, fine. I had your coffee?
Yes.
Your mother get off okay?
Yes.
That's fine. Throw me the paper, will you? Thanks.
That's my husband. 4 years married husband. I wonder what he'd think if I showed him the letter. I suppose he'd laugh. He never knew Stephen. I don't remember ever telling him about it.
Ha! They won.
That's good, dear. Do you want some eggs?
No thanks. I'm starting my diet today. Old Ben boy's going to take off a few pounds.
I think it's silly.
I get that rolled in the middle and you won't think it is. Bench me here. Right here. See? That's no muscle.
What are you going to do today?
Oh, I don't know. Might play golf with Charlie if it's okay with you.
I don't mind.
Okay. We got anything on tonight?
The Simpsons asked us over. They're having a few people in.
Okay.
What time will you be going to play golf?
Oh, about 1 or 2, I guess. Why, did you want to use the car?
Oh, I thought I might do some shopping uptown.
Oh, sure. I can go with Charlie. He can pick me up.
I don't know if I'll go or not.
It's all right with me.
I might...
You get a letter?
Oh. Just an old friend. Nobody you know.
Oh, that's nice. Any orange juice, honey? Can't be too many calories in that.
I'll get you some.
He wouldn't even care. He doesn't really care. Not the way Stephen used to. It wouldn't have been like this with Stephen. I wonder if I've changed. He'd think I'm dull now. We used to have fun. I wonder what it would have been like to marry Stephen. I should have done. Because now, I'll never know and I'll always be a little in love. In love with him? Stop it. You've got to get Ben's orange juice.
Don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm not feeling right this morning.
Your mother?
No.
Sure.
No, she was fine. Looking forward to the weekend. What's the time, Ben?
11.
Oh.
Got anything you want to do around the house?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I thought I'd fix up that old fishing reel. Needs cleaning. Got sand in it last time.
All right.
I'll see you.
Ben?
Yeah?
Are you happy with me about us?
Well, sure. Well, that's a funny question.
Do you take me for granted?
Sure I do. You're Lindy. We're married. I know it. You know it. That's it.
Oh.
You feel okay?
Yes, I'm all right.
I'll see you.
I should have waited. I should have made sure. It was too soon after you'd gone, Stephen. I was still in love with you when I met Ben. What do they call it? Bounce? No, rebound. I remember the place we went to. The favorite places. Quiet. Holding hands across the table. Not saying much. Just looking. Being happy. I can't run any longer. I love you. I want to think I must believe that you still love me? I shouldn't have married Ben. I was in love with you. I want to meet you today, and I can't. I'd be afraid of what would happen.
Lindy, you see that screwdriver kit?
It's in the kitchen drawer.
Oh. Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You mad about something? Me playing golf today? Did you want to do something? Did we plan something and I forget?
No, really, nothing.
It's not our anniversary or something?
Don't be silly.
I tell you what, I don't mind skipping the golf. How about us driving over to the Wilsons, going swimming?
You go and play golf. I'm fine.
You wanted to see the Wilsons for a couple of weeks now. I'd like it.
I don't want to.
Well, you did last week.
Well, I don't this weekend.
Oh, okay. Lindy?
What?
You upset with me?
No. There's nothing. Just leave me alone for a while, Ben. I've got a headache.
Oh, you want me to get you an aspirin?
No. I don't want anything. Just leave me alone.
All right. You don't have to bite my head off.
Go away.
Thanks a lot. I will. Charlie's picking me up in 5 minutes. You can take the car if you... You're sure dressed up.
Why shouldn't I be?
No reason, I guess. What time do you think you'll be back?
I don't know.
Oh.
I can't tell you. I've made up my mind. I've got to meet Stephen, talk to him. I've got to know one way or the other. I don't want to waste my life. There's still time. If he asks me to go away with him today, maybe I will. You'll get along, Ben. You'll find a nice, dull girl, and she'll make you happy. I don't know what I want. But I can't make you happy. Not now. You can't make me happy. I'm still in love with another man.
You want to tell me?
What?
What's going on?
Nothing's going on.
I don't believe you. Was it something in that letter you got? Did that do it?
I'm going to be late, Ben. I'll talk to you later.
Late for what? You said you were going shopping.
Ben?
I want to know. If I've done something, I've got the right to know. You're not leaving here till you tell me.
I told you. You haven't done anything. You haven't done anything at all. Nothing. Ever.
What does that mean?
Give me the keys to the car, will you please?
No.
All right, I'll take a cab.
Put the phone down. We're going to talk. Come on. What?
If you stop me, Ben, I'll leave you. I mean it.
What are you talking about? Why?
I can't tell you now, but I've got to go. Please, give me the key.
Have you gone crazy?
Will you let me use the phone?
No, I won't. This talk of leaving, the whole thing, you're going to tell me.
It's 10 after 1, Ben. I've been waiting 4 years for 1:30, and I'm not going to be late for it.
For what? What?
This. You won't understand, and I haven't got the time to explain now, but I've got to go.
It was the letter. Who's Stephen?
I was in love with him a month before I met you. I'd been in love with him for over a year.
You didn't tell me.
I thought it was finished. I wanted it to be.
You still love him?
I don't know. Yes, I think so.
What about us?
I don't know. Will you give me the keys?
You haven't been happy with me?
Yes, I guess so. I've tried to be.
Can I say something?
I'm going to be late.
But look, if you've waited for years and he has to, 5 minutes won't make any difference. He'll wait.
What's the use of talking now? I can't think.
Neither can I. But I've got the right to say a couple of things. I know I'm not like a lot of the guys you used to go out with. Kind of square, I guess. I thought you liked it. You married me, so I had a right to think that. I fell in love with you because you were everything I wanted in a woman. It was exciting. It's always been exciting ever since. Maybe in a lot of ways I've been afraid of you. Wondered how you picked a guy like me. A lot of the fellows kid me about it. You've heard them. How come an ugly mug like you gets a doll like Linda? Maybe I was afraid of something like this. That's why I don't say what I think a lot of the time. Keep you guessing. Irresistible male attraction. Strong, silent man. But I love you. If you go out of here, and remember that, I love you. Now, go on. Go meet your boyfriend, and when you're through, come back and tell me where I stand. I'll be here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've hurt you. You've been good to me. Perhaps it would have been different if I hadn't got the letter. I'm sorry.
Of course, Linda never got the letter, so maybe it worked out. I kind of hope they've moved out of town. Well, that's what I mean. You never can figure out whether it's a good thing or a bad thing the letters end up in my department. So I burn them. And this letter, for Ben, I burn. And I hope it's the end of Steven.
How you doing, boy? Hey, snap on him.
Huh? Oh, hi, Herb.
You've been reading them letters again? What gives with you? This job gives me the creeps. Come to think of it, you're starting to give me the creeps. Me for the open road. I'm putting in for a transfer today. You better get out of it, too. It's getting you down, boy.
You've been listening to American Radio Theater's presentation of a lost show from the days of old-time radio. This was Lovely Dead Letter from the series On Stage. It was written by Anthony Ellis, originally presented by Kathy and Elliot Lewis, and aired on September 2, 1954. ART's version was produced and directed by Joy Jackson. In our cast, you heard Greg Porter as Manfred, Pat McNally as Herbert Rood, Dave Leese as Leonard, Liz Roach as Alma, Moki O'Reilly as Rick, Marge Lutton as Mill, Terry Elder as Swifty, Linda Rasmussen as Linda, Dan Schindler as Ben. Live sound effects by Dan Schindler and Greg Porter. Music by Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. Recorded live at Pioneer Hall in Seattle. I'm Kim Turner, your announcer, who you also heard as Stephen and Alfie. This is ART, American Radio Theater.
Let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
When I was a kid in school, I used to have trouble with my alphabet. Maybe it's because the letters were only letters to me. I didn't know then they stood for all the nice things that America's sweethearts, Laura Leslie and Don Cornell, are going to say to each other. Gee, what a dummy I must have been.
Hey, you're adorable. Me, you're so beautiful. See, you're a cutie full of charms.
D, you're a darling. And D, you're exciting. And F, you're a feather in my arms.
G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. Are you the one I idolize?
J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L is the love light in your eyes.
M-N-O-P. I could go on all day.
Q-I-S-T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay.
Q. you made my life complete.
V means you're very sweet.
W-X-Y-Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me.
This song from my dusty manuscripts came out about the same time as Gone with the Wind. Matter of fact, I'm still reading the book. Almost through, too. And we're still playing the song. I'm in the mood for love. With another page from our dusty manuscripts.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you. Dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame. You say we're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty. Of loving you.
And here are America's sweethearts, Laura Leslie and Don Cornell with
Kiss Me Sweet.
Kiss me simple.
Kiss me sweet.
On my dimple.
Kiss me sweet. Kiss me simple. Kiss me on my little dimple. Kiss me sweet. Kiss me simple. Kiss my little cares away.
Kiss me night. Kiss me morning. Kiss me underneath the awning.
Kiss me night, kiss me morning, kiss my little cares away.
Make me sigh, make me tremble, make me flutter like a dove.
Make me sigh, make me tremble, give me lots and lots of love.
Kiss me now,
kiss me later,
kiss me like a sweet potato.
Kiss me sweet,
kiss me simple,
kiss my little cares away.
Wearing a freshman beanie back at Ohio U, a lad with a long lower lip and a straw hat on the side of his head was proving the French had a song for it. His name was Maurice Chevalier, and the tune he made famous comes out of our dusty manuscripts now, a number called Louise. Remember it? Buggy, a musical lament for a lost but not forgotten sweetheart, swept the country. Here's Tony Alamo to bring her right up to date.
I wonder who's kissing her now. Wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine, or lips that I used to call mine. I wonder ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
That's the way they call the horses at a lovely park called Belmont, just outside of New York City, where at certain seasons of the year, the citizens gather every afternoon to watch a group of horses run around an oval track. Well, a few weeks ago, I went out there to observe the goings-on, and Though I ended up a little lighter in the pocketbook, I did get an idea for a tune. Here's the Swing and Sway Band playing it, just as we recorded it for Victor. The Belmont's Boogie. And they're off and running. Come into the home stretch.
Burning in my heart.
but let Bernie hear my heart, so that you can find your way
to me. And here are America's sweethearts, Laura Leslie and Don Cornell, with a wee bit of often.
When I went romancing, I gave no thought to any wedding ring. Everybody, lassie, was my healing fling.
No glance I was glancing, well, nothing really worth mentioning. Open watching, waiting for the real, real thing.
Though I danced each girl in a twist and twirl, may one would do.
Till it came to pass to this lucky lass, in the fling I was flung with you.
Oh, now my heart is prancing.
Nothing about you I'd be altering.
The years I'll weather
in the hay or on the heather
with my one and only healing fling.
I thought you were fallen for Andy McPherson.
Nay, he became an impossible person. But what of you and that Connie McKenna?
Well, she talked when I putted and drove me to frenzy. But what of the lad known as Bobby McDougal?
It pays to be sippy, but he was too frugal. And where did you daft about Maggie McDermott?
Hey, I tasted his cooking, 'twould make me a hermit. How jealous I was of McDonald McClutchin.
His neck had a head on, but wasn't much in it.
And what about Sandy?
His hands were too handy. And wasn't that Jenny?
I nay wasn't any.
Nay wasn't any. Now my heart is prancing.
Nothing about you I'd be altering.
Here's I'll weather in the hay or on the heather with my one and only healing prayer.
A couple of years ago, a shy young man came up to the bandstand while we were playing at Eastwood Gardens in Detroit and asked for a job as an arranger. I told him to bring me a sample of his work, and the next morning he came around with this one. It's been a favorite in my collection of dusty manuscripts ever since. Jerry Carr's arrangement of Blue Skies. And, by the way, he got the job. Spotlight shines on Tony Alamo.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you. love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do.
One Sunday afternoon with a golfer named Terry Como, just by coincidence, the subject of music came up, and Terry suggested that a song called Forever and Ever might sound nice if the K-Choir sang it. Well, let's see if Mr. Como is right.
Forever and ever, my heart will be true. Sweetheart, forever, I'll wait for you.
You know, this time of the year, all of us start thinking about getting away from it all for a couple of weeks. Well, we might suggest that the best way is in a beautiful new Chrysler with that easy center control steering. Meantime, here's a vacation spot you can dream about. Don Cornell, the choir, and the cadets sing the Chrysler Song of the Week.
Ballyhime may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Ballyhime will whisper on the wind. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special home. Your own special dream. From out the hillside. shine in the stream. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special Alan. Valley high, valley high, valley high. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out from a low flying cloud.
Cadets seem to be running into competition from chocolate drops as they sing.
Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper you'd rather have them any old time. Sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
That's all I've got time for today. Please check out our website, www.AmericanRadioTheater.org, and have a listen to some of our podcasts. You know, we put up a new one every month. For 12 hours of old-time radio listening, stop by RadioOutOfThePast.org for their next marathon,